This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As protesters continue to condemn police brutality and racism nationwide following the death of George Floyd, a Reuters opinion poll shows that an overwhelmingly majority of Americans, including most of President Trump's Republican Party, support sweeping law enforcement reforms. 82% of Americans want to ban police from using chokeholds. 83% want to ban racial profiling. 92% want federal police to be required to wear body cameras. And 91% support allowing independent investigations of police departments that it shows patterns of misconduct. The poll showed bipartisan support for many proposals put forth by Democratic lawmakers in recent days for changes to police departments in the United States. Mr. Trump, who has been trying to win back suburban voters by positioning himself as a law and order president, has called on states to crack down on unrest and previously said he could use military forces if protests are not quelled. A statue of Robert Baden Powell, the founder of the Scouts, is to be removed from a town in southern England. Critics say while he is hailed for creating the worldwide scouting movement, he also held racist views and supported Adolf Hitler and fascism. Poole Council is to remove the statue. It will be held in storage while local communities discuss an appropriate future for it. Black Lives Matter demonstrations sweeping across the United States and Europe have reignited a debate in Britain about monuments to those involved in its imperialist past. A spokesman for the Scouts said the organization was looking forward to discussing the Baden-Powell statue's future with the council to make an informed decision on what happens next, and said the Scouts were committed to inclusion and diversity. This is VOA News. Globally, there are more than 420,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19, and in the United States, nearly 114,000. The number of confirmed infections is more than 7.5 million globally and more than 2 million in the United States. The latest data on U.S. jobless claims shows both a continued drop in those seeking benefits and a historically high number of people out of work. New claims fell to 1.5 million. That's the 10th straight weekly decline, according to government data released Thursday. But that figure is still more than twice as high as the number of Americans who sought benefits at the peak of the Great Recession. And in another sobering gut check, those relying on jobless benefits beyond the first week known as continuing claims still hovers around an eye-popping 21 million. Thursday's data served as a reminder of the long road to recovery that lies ahead for the U.S. economy despite a solid bounce back in hiring last month. Rio's Copacabana Beach, normally bustling with locals and tourists basking in the sun in a non-pandemic world, turned into a metaphor overnight. Activist group Rio de Paz dug 100 symbolic graves to illustrate the country's fight to contain the coronavirus. Brazil has the second highest number of coronavirus cases globally and third highest fatalities from COVID-19, at more than 800,000 infected and approximately 41,000 dead. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who once described the coronavirus as a little flu, has drawn sharp criticism from around the country for his handling of the crisis. Rio de Paz coordinator Antonio Carlos Costa is adding his name to the list of critics, saying the public deserves messages of hope, action, and solidarity from the government during times like this. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden called out Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, demanding that Facebook crack down on misinformation and fact-check politicians' ads. In an open letter to Zuckerberg, the Biden campaign encouraged supporters to use the hashtag MoveFastFixIt, a play on Facebook's Move Fast and Break Things motto, and sign a petition for Facebook to remove false information, fact-check political ads, and then the 2 weeks leading up to the November election, and force clear rules that apply to everyone, including President Trump, that what they say prohibit threatening behavior and lies about how to participate in the election. The letter also puts more pressure on Facebook to change its policies on political ads and speech after its smaller rival Twitter began fact-checking the president's tweets, including a post from the president about mail-in ballots that Twitter labeled with an exclamation point and message urging users to get the facts. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mom. Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful, and they are called the Great Walpoleans. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya, featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria, featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Road, bad girl, you are nice. Unta de mukasunda bas, holy wa beat, holy wa laisi. Kulete de kuchiko ba passage. Hey, holy ku original, toli mochukule njoba over China. Kasusu kali ku original, ba ulonta mula. Wakala nyohera undi mo musai. Wantambo zalu jikere kukagali. Ulu sinturu na nilebu za jino zani. Zani kubenyele kukagali. Uliro tambula chamula mkwano inside.
When you come my way.
Uliro sembera mkuliro mkuliro inside. Yeah, it's okay. Let me wire wire. Nzisagala kumanya manya. It's okay. Let me wire wire. Nzisagala kumanya manya. Ojo, tonde nyanse uku kwagale. Changa na kukuza la lenya Nuru sintula nenebuza Zani ayakano muru jingawe Dengereche watocheche wechigona Nivazo motonzi wate ya kuona Neweba fitina barike weto bawona Chipoli chanda kukasenda bazana Wakala nyo hira undi momusai Wandambu za luje kiri kukagali Uru sintula nenebuza ntino zani Zani mpomenyele
kukagali
Uliro tambula nchamula mkwano
Come Bangura. And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
people do for money. Things that our people do for money.
Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpoleans later on. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Soleil by Jekori Afanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Love me like you, girl, better confess. even if not you to contest. No other woman, no fit compete with you. No fit compete with you. Oh, only you shall be. I'm so deep in love with you.
Baby, this time in confession.
I'm so deep in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David. Station of Faith.
Mia Fanta, featuring the Levy Bobo. Allez, allez.
Tanto yo, Fansuli, Wamita, Nango, Mansum. Tanto yo, Fansuli, Wamita, Nango, Mansum. Marasule, Beremuna, Nambarasule. Marasisi, Beremuna, Nambarasisi.
Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. Singer the One from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Bandy.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I knew how it would feel to be free.
I am Nassel Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, aka Lady S, and I'm the leader for the Great Wapola, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. I've been doing life skill training and also again doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community. Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans Band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5-week training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that have gone through all what you're saying, I'm made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood, and I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I moved around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns, and I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting, are we going to paint a house that has been painted?
Wow. Okay.
Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close. But we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Wapolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady S said, first we tried to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we tried to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years, but then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
I meant to understand I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Cause we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. Sound to sound profession is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lillian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People's strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their family.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After Missio Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great one for them.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are covered copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It is nice so much, and I want to thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this great Walpoleans. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salima Lagan, of course, to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leone's Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leone's come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Well, thank you so much, Great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the Great Walpoleans, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on the Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Dena Dennis of Stigles, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat with David Vedved on the Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintoumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conker. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na timbelio.
Pacificateur jusqu'au bout, Vital Kameni.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Arthur Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vande here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody.